This is Doug D'Souza dictating on Thomas Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, F as in Frank, F-I-S-H-E-R, Fisher Thomas, P-H-O-M-A-S, date of birth is 9-18-52, 9/18/52, date of visit is 6-15-26. Please make a copy for Dr. Erica O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, O apostrophe D-O-N-N-E-L-L, D-O, Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Next paragraph, dear Erica, thank you for sending Thomas Fisher for evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 73-year-old male with a history of COPD, has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity, and had a chest CT done 6 months ago, which showed a 6-millimeter nodule in the right middle lobe, which was stable, and underlying emphysema with chronic interstitial lung disease and bronchiectasis, period. The patient has a cough and brings up some whitish thick mucus and denies him after his fevers or chills. He has lost some weight over the past year. He has not had a recent pulmonary function done. Next paragraph, past history. His patient's past history has included history of left carotid endarterectomy, history of carcinoma of the esophagus, for which he had ablations done at the Mayo Clinic. He also has had a fractured right arm, history for hypertension, and history for asthma with COPD, period. He has hypolipidemia. The next paragraph, habits the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 48 years and quit. Was a diesel mechanic. He drank alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, family history, father died of a heart attack, mother died of a heat stroke. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has had fatigue and some weight loss. No cataracts and glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains. He has hay fever and asthma and shortness of breath. He has no abdominal pains, no heartburn, diarrhea, or constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling, no depression. He has easy bruising, he has joint pains and muscle stiffness, no headache, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, med list. Include lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, ezetimibe 10 milligrams daily, metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, Crestor 40 milligrams daily, diazepam 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a elderly advocate, but white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no clubbing, cyanosis, or perphedema. His blood pressure 135 by 80, pulse 105, respiration is 22, tension 97.5. Weight is 190, saturation is 90 on room air. HENT norms, phallic pupils are reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck up, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds at the periphery with fine basilar crackles. There are scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart sounds are regular, sonorous, no murmur. Abdomen is soft. Non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities will no edema or lesions. Peripheral pulses are diminished. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin scar over left carotid area from previous and laterectomy, period. Next paragraph, impression number one, COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number two is interstitial lung disease, probable UIP. Number three is history of hypertension. Number four, history of esophageal malignancy. Number five is hypolipidemia. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest. Can you also mention number six is lung nodules. Next plan, the patient was advised to get a CT chest with contrast and also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He was given an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, advised to get a CBC complete metabolic profile and a follow-up here in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Erica O'Donnell, DEO. Thank you.